What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Manchester City 1, Chelsea 0 in the FA Cup semi-final. Chelsea bowing out of the tournament, pretty much right at the death with Bernardo Silva scoring. Look, do you know what? It was infuriating at times today. I thought Nico Jackson, despite playing so well, he undid a lot of the work that he did do by missing three massive chances, which you don't often get against Manchester City. And after that, it was a pretty balanced affair, I'd say. And Manchester City just got the upper hand right at the end. Kevin De Bruyne getting out of the match is beyond me. For me, it was Marco Correa. Fantastic performance by him today. Very solid and could right now be potentially holding down that left-back spot. But look, Chelsea played very, very well today. It was unfortunate, the result at the end of the day. We put our best foot forward. We looked great. And on to Arsenal on Tuesday. I'll hand you over to the boys. But disappointing, but proud.
Yeah, hugely frustrating game out there today. I agree with Louis. Nico Jackson, unfortunately, that was... that. I mean, there were a few chances, but I think the header's the one. The header's the one. You have to score that. Yeah, really frustrating. I think we did enough to win that game. I really do. I think we did enough to get to the final. I think we played well, which you know, long term and looking into next season and the next few seasons is really good. Obviously, to match that City team, and not, we didn't outplay them, but we certainly were at least, you know, had parity, if not were the better team. I was in a pub watching it. People that were not Chelsea fans and not Man City fans are saying, I think Chelsea were the better team. I think they deserve to win. So it's a frustrating one because I think we did enough to win. But unfortunately, that's not how football works. City are a very, very good team. And if you don't take your chances, they will have a chance and they will eventually score. And that is exactly what happened. I'm not angry at anyone. I'm not pissed off. But I do think that's a really frustrating result. And I think Poch will be really frustrated with that result to end up not making it through to the final, which would have been a real chance, obviously, against United or Coventry. But overall, you know, we move. I think that makes us think about next season and maybe we do need a striker. Is Nico Jackson ready yet? Is Nico Jackson a striker? Is he more of a winger? You know, his best game of the season came on the wing against Villa. But overall, hold our heads up. We go again. Got some big games in the Premier League and then finish and go again. Frustrating, but not the end of the world. Up with Chelsea.